Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach Dalet, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Samach Dalet Omer Aleph, the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTomet. Today's daf is being known as a Schos Rufu Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Yitzchok Moshe Ben Esther Rezel, Batsheva Basha Bas Miriam, and Yaakov Kapel Halevi Ben Rachel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral and for Shena Leah Bas Bela. And today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas Mina Chana Bas Harav Yosef Isaac and Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibod L'Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're at the tail end of a sugya that was discussing a loisa say that's mentioned in the Torah not once but twice. The pasuk says in Parashas Boy, Leisizbach al Chometz Dam Zivchi. It's not okay to shech the carbon Pesach if you have chametz. The pasuk says again in Parashas Mishpatim, lo yisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. The only difference between the two psukim is that in Parashas Boy it says lo yisizbach, and in Parashas Mishpatim it says lo yisishchat. But really, the two mean the exact same thing. In other words, there was an iser to shech the carbon Pesach in the event that you had chametz. Now the question is, who's you? Who's not allowed to have chametz? So we saw a little bit in the previous staff. Echad ha-shoychet, ve-echad ha-zoyrek, oy echad mi-bnei ha-chabura. What about the makter? So that was all discussed on Daf Samach Gimel. But the Mishnah mentioned that even though the pshutai shel mikra of both psukim are clearly addressing the Karban Pesach, there were Tanam that were of the opinion that this Isser extends itself beyond the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah Afat Homet that not only if you shech the Karban Pesach al HaChomet would you violate this Isser of Leisizbach al Chomet Tam Zivchi, Leisishchat al Chomet Tam Zivchi, but also if the Tomet Shabbein HaHarbayim was brought while there was still Chomet, so the Tomet Shabbein HaHarbayim was brought in the afternoon, the Isser Chomet Midei Raisa Kuli Alma Moidi is Mishay Shoyz. So at that point, if one were to have chametz, he would violate this iser. Reb Shimon took it a step further. Reb Shimon said that not only the Karban Pesach, not only the Tamar Shel Beit Harbayim, but it's possible under certain circumstances that this halacha would be true even for other karbanos. So the Gemara from here until the Mishnah is going to explain the makar to Reb Yehuda Shita, who's marba even the Tamar Shel Beit Harbayim, and then the makar to Reb Shimon Shita, who is marba even other karbanos. As the Gemara, Reb Yehuda Omer Afa Tamar, my time with Reb Yehuda, how does Reb Yehuda know even the carbon tamid? The pasuk seems to say lo yisizbach al chametz dam zivchi. The context, it would appear to be the carbon pesach. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know even the tamid shalbein rabbayin? And if you're going to be marbar carbon, why is that the carbon that we're being marbar? On malach, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell you it's because the pasuk used the word zivchi. And zivchi sounds like zevach hamiyuchadli. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the iser is to have chametz while you're bringing the zevach that's miyuchad to me. Umay nihu? What's the carbon that's miyuchad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tamid. It's the carbon tamid. So within the world of karbonos, there's something special, there's something unique about the carbon tamid. And the Torah sounds like it's stressing that there's an iser not only for the carbon pesach, but also for the zevach hamiyuchadli, which has to be the carbon tamid. Now why is the carbon tamid the zevach hamiyuchadli? So that we're going to see in tomorrow's stuff. But for now, the Gemara is moving along. It says, Reb Shimon Oimer, HaPesach Barba, Reb Shimon says that this is not only true for the carbon Pesach, but it's true even for all other karbanos. Meaning, he's not only marba the Tamar Shalbein Rabbayim, but he's marba other karbanos as well. Says the Gemara, my time, the Reb Shimon. What's Pshan Reb Shimon? The Chsiv, because the pasuk says, Zivchi, Zivchi, Trezimni. It says the word Zivchi twice, and Kori Bei Zevach, the way we learn the fact that the Torah wrote the word Zivchi twice, is we move one of the yuds to one of the words that say zivchi, and what we end up with then is as if the Torah said zevach, meaning we deleted one of the yods, but we pasted it by zevachai next to the other zivchi. In other words, we end up having zevach and zevachai. Zevachai, Rashi says, is mashma ul karbonos. All zvachim. And that's how Reb Shimon knows that this iser can be inclusive even for all karbanos. Now the truth is, in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said that even though other karbanos are included in this iser, however, they're not always included. The only time this iser applies to other karbanos is if the other karbanos were brought after or Erev Pesach at Lacha Chatzos. Meaning, if this other karban was brought with chametz Erev Pesach la'achar chatzos, you wouldn't be over the Isser. Erev Pesach achar chatzos, the only way you can be over the Isser, says Rav Shimon, is if you shechted the carbon Pesach ala chametz. This that we have in Isser, that if you shecht other carbonos ala chametz, you'd be over the Isser as well, says Rav Shimon, that's only true if you shechted it during Yontif. Meaning, if it's not during Yontif, obviously there's no Isser. So it's either going to be Erev Pesach achar chatzos, or at some point during Yontif. So Rav Shimon says that even though we're mar b'shar carbonos, but we're only mar b'shar carbonos if it's Yontif. Says the Gemara, how did Rav Shimon know that? Because he made the following dig. He said, my hilchos about ginurach because really the Torah wanted to be marba other carbonis, the Torah should have said zivachai. It's a funny way of saying zivachai. Zivchi, zivchi, take one of the yuds from one zivchi, apply it to the other zivchi, you end up with zevach and zivachai. But meimar, the Torah was coming to teach me this rule. The time that you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach, which is the poshet zivchi that the Pasuk is referring to, at that point you can't violate zivachai. Erev Pesach achter chatzos, if you shecht the carbon Pesach ala chametz, you'd be over the iser. But as it relates to other carbonis, you would not. Bezman delekha zevach. It's only at the time when you're not supposed to bring the carbon Pesach, meaning on Yontif, at some point, amechayiv azvachay, that you could be chayiv for bringing one of the other carbonis. Rav Shimon's shita is that we marba other carbonis to this halacha as well. However, Rav Shimon's disclaimer, his caveat is that the only time you could be over for other carbonis is if it's not Erev Pesach achter chatzos. Erev Pesach achter chatzos, the only iser you can be over, like is for the carbon Pesach. When could you be over zivachai? When could you be over for the other carbonos? It would dafka have to be at the time they're not able to bring the carbon Pesach. And then Rav Shimon gave examples of it. So what was his example? He said, let's say you would bring the carbon Pesach itself on Moed. So said Rav Shimon, if you would bring it l'shma, you would bring it l'shem Pesach, you would be potter. You wouldn't violate the Isser. Why wouldn't you violate the Isser? So this was related to something that we saw in the previous staff, because Rav Shimon's shita is that a shchita she'ena ruya is not called a shchita. Karben Pesach sh'loy l'shma is obviously not a... Or sh'loy bizman... To bring the carbon Pesach is not a good shchita. As a result, you're going to be potter. However, sh'loy l'shma chayef, if you would bring the carbon Pesach on Yontif, a Cholamoid, for example, and you would bring it Shaloi L'Shem Pesach, at that point, the halachi is, you would be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Taima, the Shaloi L'Shma. It sounds like the only reason you would be chayiv for bringing the carbon Pesach Shaloi L'Shma on Yontif is because you brought it Shaloi L'Shma. What's the svara that you brought a Shaloi L'Shma? If you brought a Shaloi L'Shma, it's not really a carbon Pesach. Because Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashan is not a carbon Pesach. So being that it's not a carbon Pesach, we look at it as if it was a different carbon. If it was a different carbon, Rav Shimon Shita is, you'd be over the Isalei Sizbach, you'll be over the Isalei Sishchat. But it sounds like only if you specifically had in mind Shaloi L'Shma, Hastam Apata. What would be if you brought the carbon Pesach, not Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but sometime during Yontif, you did it stomach without having any intention, and there was chametz, it sounds like you would be potter. Amai, the kasha is Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah, Shlomim Avo. Isn't a Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah a Shlomim? So if it's always a Shlomim, even if you did it stomach, that lochas you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Shamim Mino, let's bring a raya from here, the Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah by Yakiro. That a Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah, which has a din of a Shlomim, only has a din of a Shlomim if you specifically have in mind that it should be a Shlomim. Meaning you have to be oikarit from its status quo. But unless you do that, it's not going to be a shlomim, and it's for that reason, if you had a mind shaloi l'shma, now it's a shlomim. Rav Shimon Shita is that you could be chayiv for other karbonos on Yontif, so that's why you're going to be chayiv. If, however, you didn't have an akira, you thought about it stomach, so now it's still a carbon Pesach, you had in mind shaloi l'shma, so it's a Pesach shaloi l'shma, but the point is it's a Pesach. And if it's a Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, at the wrong time, it's going to be a shchita shein eruya. So that's the reason you're going to be potter. But at the very least, can we prove from here that Pesach b'shayim mois hashanah that has a din of a shlomim, it's only if you oikar it. You had a machshava that it should be something else. But some, it's not. I'm Rav Kiva bar Gamda. No, you can't bring a raya from it. This could be Piyah Chabura. Someone in the Chabura threw out, and everybody agreed, Rashi says. V'amru, and they said, Goyin shahayu baylam t'mei meis, v'nitchan l'Pesach sheni, d'slam l'shem Pesach goy. Halchav ma'yaskinu, with the owners of this carbon Pesach, weren't able to bring the Pesach Rishon. And it's for that reason, this carbon Pesach, right now, stomach is not oimed to be brought as a carbon shlomim. You're going to bring it. You need it still to bring your Pesach sheni. So it could be ordinarily a carbon Pesach on Chol HaMoed, if it wasn't brought Erev Pesach, Minastam would have a din of a shlomim. Because it could be Pesach B'Shayim Mois HaShlomim, even without an Akira, has a din of a shlomim. Why over here does it sound like from the Mishnah you had to have an Akira? Over here you had to have an Akira because over here you needed it still. The reason Pesach B'Shayim Mois HaShlomim would be a shlomim is because you're not going to use it for a Pesach. right? The next available time to bring it as a Karban Pesach is next year. At that point, the animal is going to be too old, because once it's over a year old, you can't use it anyways. So the reason you would assume that it automatically becomes a Shlamim is because what is there to do with it? Over here, you need it as your Pesach Sheni. So if you need it as your Pesach Sheni, it could be this. For that reason, you needed the Shaloi Lishma. Either way, we can exhale for a moment as the Gemara, the Sugi, is going to turn its attention. It's going to be a lot lighter, the daf, for the next few days. And the Mishnah is now going to discuss the process and really the mara of what it was like when the Karban Pesach was brought every single year, b'zman shebeis hamikdash ha'yekayim, b'yuddal ha'nisan, on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Pesach nishchat b'sholish kitois, when the Karban Pesach was brought. So every single year it had an obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. This was something you had to do. We also know the Karban Pesach was brought b'chaburah, which means you didn't have one individual per animal, but rather it was a group of families would come together, and together they would have a Karban Pesach. But when you cheshben the multitude of Yidden that descended upon Eretz Yisrael and ascended the Harabayis to bring the Karban Pesach, there were a lot of Chaburois and there were a lot of Yidden. So the first thing the Mishnah says is that all the Jews were divided into three groups. HaPesach nishchat b'sholosh kitos. How do you know this? Because the pasuk says, v'shachatu oisit kol kal adas Yisrael. And we learn from there, kahal is one group, adas, the Eidah is a second group, the Yisrael is a third group. So the first group entered the Azara. The Azara was where the Karban Pesach was brought. Now, not every single Yid that had a chelek in this individual Karban Pesach necessarily had to be inside the Azara. But whoever was in charge from this kat and that was going to be in the Azara, so they entered. When the Azara filled up, they locked the doors. The doors were closed and no one was able to come in. Taku v'iri of a taku, tkiya shayfer, tkiya trua tkiya. Hakayanim oimzim shuray shurays. They were kayanim, of course, that were going to have to do the avodah, and they were standing in rows. Ubi yodeim in their hands, they were holding bezichei kasef ubezichei zah. They were holding kalim that were made of silver, kalim that were made of gold. What was the purpose of the kalim? To do kabbalah, to receive the dam after the shechita. Additionally, to do zrika, because the zrika was going to be done from these kalim, says the Mishnah. So there were kehanim that had silver kalim, and there were kehanim that had golden kalim. Shura shakula, kasef, kasef. Veshura shakula, zav, zav. So if you had a silver kalim, you had to be in the row of silver. And if you had gold, you had to be in the row of gold. Lo'yhoyimu uravim. However, you couldn't get mixed up. So you didn't have someone with silver next to someone and go, lo'yhoyil bazichin shulayim. These klishores that the kehanim were holding didn't have any bottom, meaning the bottom wasn't flat, it was pointed. Or at the very least, it wasn't wide. Shema yanichon v'yikra shadam. Because the chachamim were afraid that maybe the kehanim would put the dam down for a second, then they would forget about it, they would be masiach das, and what would happen is the dam would start to harden a little bit, and it wouldn't be royal with zrika. Now you can mess up a carbon if you can't do zrika with its dam. So these klisharis were purposely made in a way where it was very impractical to put it down on the floor, because if you put it down on the floor, it's going to topple over. So that's a good way of preventing it from happening, and as a result, that's the way they did it. Shachat Yisrael, or Yisrael, meaning not a koyin did the shechita. Gemara is going to address this. V'kibel ha-koyin, and then a-koyin did the Kabbalah. Noisa l'chaver, v'chaver l'chaver. So there was an assembly line. Shurois, literally, rows of kayanim. So a Yisrael did the Shechita, and then a-koyin did the Kabbalah. He now has the dam. He would take the dam with the koyin, and he would take the klisharis with the dam is in, give it to his friend. His friend would pass it to his friend. U'mekabel ha-mole, u'machse ha-sarikot. Until the Kaili that had the dam would make it all the way to the Mizbeach, meaning instead of having a kohen walk it to the Mizbeach, Reuven gave it to Shimon, Shimon gave it to Levi, Levi gave it to Yehuda, Yehuda gave it to Yisachar, etc., etc., until eventually it made it to the Mizbeach. The kohen that received it next to the Mizbeach, he would do the Zrika. Now, you have to make the return flight. This klisharis, the empty one, would have to go back to where the shaychtim were. So he would take the full one and give it to the kohen that was doing the Zrika. So everyone had a full one that he would pass to his friend, and then his friend would give him the empty one. Like this, it would make its rounds. V'chayzer chalila, a koyin hakarev etzam mizbeach. The koyin that was close to the mizbeach, zarko izrika achas. He would do one zrika keneged ayisoid on the part of the mizbeach that was keneged ayisoid. So there were certain parts of the mizbeach that had ayisoid on the bottom. So the parts that had that little foundation next to it, that was the chelik of the mizbeach where you were able to do the zrika. There was a din in the zrika of the Karban Pesach that it had to be on a part of the mizbeach that had a corresponding yisoid. The Gemara is going to talk about that as well. Yotz sakav rishayna. After the first kat finished doing what it had to do, which was essentially everything. Shechita, They did Kabbalah, Haylacha, they did Ezrika, Nichnasak HaShniyah. The second group of Yidden entered the Azar, Yatzis HaShniyah. After the second group did what it had to do, Nichnas HaShlishis. The third group entered, Kamaisa HaRishayna, Kach Maisa HaShniyah VaShlishis. And whatever the first group did, that's what the second one did, and that's what the third one did. Meaning there was nothing special and unique about the way the Karban Pesach was brought for the first, second, or third group. It was all done in the same exact way, says the Mishnah. Karu HaSahara. While the Karban Pesach was being slaughtered, while it was being brought, they recited halal. In Gamru, if they had enough time to finish it, meaning they finished halal and the Kant Rishon is still busy bringing the Karban Pesach, they're still shachting and doing the Kabbalah and the Ilach and the Zrika, Shanu, then they would say it a second time. Vim Shanu, if they finished saying it a second time, Shilshu, they would say it a third time. Meaning there was a constant recitation of the halal. It was halal again and again and again. No matter how many times you had to say it, that's how you said it. Says the Mishnah, they never said three times. Meaning the most they ever said was two and change. But the Yidden in any one of these kitas never spent so much time in the Azara while the Karban Pesach was being brought to the point that they had to say halal three times. You'd added to that. He said, as it relates to the third katla, higiul ahafti. They never came up to ahafti at the Kiyishma Hashem. Because there were never that many Yidden there. And because there were never that many Yidden there, so they had the first cut and the second cut, but when it came to the third cut, there were always going to be less Yidden, and so less that they started saying, Howl, and when they came up to Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, they had always been finished. The way the Karban Pesach was brought in Chol was brought on Shabbos as well. So the next parak is going to talk about the Karban Pesach that was brought on Shabbos. But one thing we know, we've learned enough psachim to know this, and that is the Karban Pesach was Doicha Shabbos. Even though it involved many melachas, but it was Doicha Shabbos. But the way the Karban Pesach was brought during the week is the same way it was brought on Shabbos. Elo, there was one kenech, Shakoyhanim Adichin Azara. The Kohanim used to wash the Azara, even on Shabbos, and was Shloi B'tzayin Chacham. This was not something the Chacham were happy about. Rabbi Yehuda says, that after all the Karbonis Pesach were brought, so the Kehanim would take a cup of dam from the dam of the Taruvas, meaning dam would inevitably fall on the floor. So they would take from the blood that fell on the floor, they would fill up one kois, Zarku Zrika Achaz Agavim Mizbech, and they would do one Zrika of that. Chacham didn't agree with that either. The Gemara is going to explain everything. Ketzad, Toilu Mafshitin. Okay, so now the Karban Pesach was brought. They did the Shechita, they did the Kabbalah, they did the Halacha, they did the Zrika. During this entire time, they're saying Halal, and now we're up to the Haktara. Meaning, we have to take a murim now of the Karban Pesach, and it has to be burned on the Mizbech. So how was that done? So the first thing you had to do is you had to hang the animal. You had to skin it, meaning do hefshate. So like this, you'll be able to pull all the murim out that need to go on the Mizbech. So it says the Mishnah, Unkel Shel Barzel HaYikfulim B'Ksalim. They had hooks that were made of barzel, made of metal, that were in the wall. Ubamudim Shebehen. Additionally, there were amudim. They had these short little beams, and there were hooks attached to those as well. The point is, toilin or mafshitin, that's where they would hang the Karban Pesach, and that's where they would skin it. Let's say there were so many animals that they ran out of hooks. So, makoli stakim v'chalokim hayusham. They had very thin and very smooth sticks. Maniach al kseif al kesef chaver, so they had to improvise a little bit. You took the stick, you put it on your shoulder, your friend put it on his shoulder, v'toilin, and then they would hang the Karban Pesach from the stick. Umafshin, they would skin it out. Lezer said, Yudalit Chalis to Shabbos. If Yudalit fell out on Shabbos, Meniach Yodoy al Kesef Chaver, Viat Chaver al Ksefoy, Vetoil Umafshin. Then they didn't use any sticks. Rather, they would use their hands instead. So you can improvise using your hand, the length of your arm, in lieu of the stick. And that's what they used to do. And the reason Rabbi Elazar holds you had to do it that way is because the sticks are muktza. And because they're muktza, so even though Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, and by the way, even though Rebbe Eliezer holds that even Machshirei Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, as we're going to see, of Perek Rebbe Eliezer, the meal of fame, but still, this was not something that was necessary, and therefore there's no reason to violate that loch of Muktzah, says the Mishnah, Karu, they tore the animal now. So now it's hanging from the hooks, or from people's shoulders, or from these sticks. They took a Deimur, Nosnu B'Megis, they put it into a bowl, the Ketir Al Gam Mizbech, and they did the Haktara. Yoshva Kat, when the first cut left, so we saw that there were three groups of kitim. So when the first one left, Yashul Harabais, it would sit at the Harabais. Shnia, the second cut was Bechil, which was a part of the Harabais. Vashlishes Bimkoimai Medes, the third one remained inside the Azara. They waited until it got dark, and when it became dark, that's when they roasted their carbon Pesach. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Ein haPesach nishchat elo beGimel kitos shel shloishim veshloishim bnei Adam." When the carbon Pesach was brought, number one, there had to be three kitos, three groups. That's what the Mishnah said. HaPesach nishchat beshloish kitos. Not only did you have to have three groups, but each group had to be made up of 30 people. My time. What's the reason? Because the Pasuk, when it talks about shechting the carbon Pesach, says, v'shachatu oisoi, kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbayim. It says kahal, it says adas, and it says Yisrael. Now the Mishnah said, what do we learn from there? Three kitos. Kahal is one kito, Eid is another kito, Yisrael is another kito. Rabbi Yitzchak said that the truth is, mesafkon, Chazal really weren't 100% sure if that's the proper interpretation of the Pasuk. Meaning, they weren't sure, ibevas achas, ibezeh chazeh. I mean, they had it sad that maybe what it means is not three groups, Kahal, the Eid of Yisrael, but rather it's one group that's made up of a Kahal, an Eid, and a Yisrael. What's a Kahal? 10 Jews. An Eid? Not a minyan. And a Yisrael is a third minyan. I mean, they had a suffix. Does Kahal, the Eid of Yisrael, mean three groups of Yidden? Or maybe it means one group that's made up of a Kahal and an Eid of Yisrael, meaning 30 Yidden. Therefore, being that they weren't sure what to do, so you know what you do? You have three groups, and each group is made up of three. Because if what you're supposed to have is 30 at the same time, you have 30 at the same time. And if what you're supposed to have is three groups, one after another, you have that as well. Hilkach, says the Gemara, so if you do the math, the truth is, really what you would need is 50 yidin. Why? What's the cheshbon? 30 will go in. Aili asara, v'nafki asara, and then the new 10 will come in. And aili asara, v'nafki asara, and then a new 10 will come in. Meaning, you didn't have to have 30 new yidin. There's no reason you should have to. Why? Because mamonavshach. If you needed 30 in one shot, so you got that the first time. If the idea is to have three groups, kahal eid of Yisrael, how much or how many people would have to be in each group? 10. So then all you would need is panim chadoshes. You would need 10 new people, right? There's a mamon of shach over here. We're trying to figure out what kahal ve'ed of Yisrael means. Does it mean three groups of yidden? How many yidden in each group? A kahal and ed of Yisrael, we're assuming in the suya means 10. Or does kahal ve'ed of Yisrael mean one group that's made up of 30? So the Gemara says, if you do the math, really you would need to have 50 yidden in order to make this work. Why? The first time you'll have 30 yidden walking. If what you need is one group of 30, you got it. You checked off the box. You yoitz it the first time that the yidden walked it. If, however, what you need is not one group of 30, but rather what you need is three groups of 10, okay, so then really the second group only has to be 10. And then the third group only has to be 10. Like this, Maman of Shach, you're going to end up being Yoitza Shneim. You'll have the one group of 30, and you'll have the three groups of 10. The first one had 30, the other two had 10 each. So therefore, Hilkach says, Dimar, Becham Shana Yisagi, as long as you have 50, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Nichnasa Kat Rishayna. So the Mishnah says the first Kat entered the Azara, Nismala Azara, the Azara became filled with Yidin, Nalu Dalsaisa Azara. And then the doors was shut, says the Gemara. Interesting machloikis. Itmar, Abaya ama ninalu tan. Abaya said the right case in the Mishnah is ninalu. As if to say that the doors closed by themselves. Rava ama Rava said noyalintna. No. The right case in the Mishnah was noyalin. They used to physically close the door. Might be nayu. Ikum nayu lemisbechanisa. Now, if the meaning is, can you be soymechananes? Abaya ama Abaya says ninalu tan. The right case says ninalu. Kamada ailu, mailu, vasamchinananisa. The yidin used to pack in. Another yid would come in, and another yid, and another yid. And they were soymechananes that eventually it would close. Vekachava. And there was a miracle that happened. But they never closed the doors on the yidin that were coming in. Rather, they were samech on a nest that this was going to happen. Rav Amar Rav says, no. They used to physically close the door. So they weren't samech on a nest. Meaning, machlokes Abaye v'Rav, either generally, whether you could be samech on a nest. So there's what to talk about that, but not for today. Or more specifically, in this Gemara, Abaye holds they were samech on a nest. Rav says they weren't samech on a nest. But practically speaking, as it relates to the avodah of Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. So, according to Abaya, after each kat came in, the doors would close miraculously. According to Rava, Noyalintlan, they would physically close. It says, at the time we learned in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'sholim, she'akavyo ben mehalalo nisnada. So the context is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Idiyos, which is also mentioned in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Yotes Amin Aleph, where Akavya ben mehalalo had issued some controversial psakim. He went keneged the chachamim. And the Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Idiyos that Akavi ben Mahalalel was put in cheren. And Rabbi Yehuda heard that Akavi ben Mahalalel, Pirkei Avos fame, by the way, was put in cheren. He couldn't believe it. He said, it's not possible. Chas v'sholem, that he was put in cheren. Why? So listen to the way he brought it out. She'ein ha'zorin nineles al kol odin b'Yisrael b'chachmo b'yiras chet ka'akavi ben Mahalalel. Because on Erev Pesach, when the Yidden brought the carbon Pesach, and all the Jews in the world that were able to come would come, and they closed the doors, and everybody was stuck in the Azar. You want to know who the most chashev person in the room was? And there was no one that was greater in Chachma and in Yerushet, Sion, Tyre, and Sion, Yerushalayim, than Akavya ben Mahalal. So you're going to tell me that Akavya ben Mahalal was put in Cherem? How could you put a Yid like this in Cherem? By the way, there's another example of Rabbi Yehuda bringing a raya from a story. But either way, so the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda was, she'en az, she'chas v'sholem, she'akavya ben Mahalal nisnada, she'en azor nineles, al kol adam b'Yisrael. So what does it mean, in azor nineles? Abayi metaretz l'tameh, v'rabba l'metaretz l'tameh. Very gishmak. Abayi is going to learn it with his shita, Rabba's going to learn with his shita. Abayi metaretz l'tameh, in azor b'shosh nineles, al kol adam b'Yisrael, b'chachm v'yirashchet, k'akavya ben Mahalal. What does it mean, azor wasn't nineles? It didn't happen by itself. Because that's the way azor was always called. So when that doors of Dazar closed by themselves, there was no one in Dazar as great as Akav ben Mahalal. Rav Amitara Satame in Bazar B'shoshin Noyal Lenoisa. Not Ninelis, but B'shoshin Noyal Lenoisa. I'll call it Yisrael, B'chachmo V'yirashchet, Ka'akav ben Mahalal. Tan Rabbanu. Mi'oilam le'nismaich Adam Bazar. Despite the fact that there were so many Yidin that were inside Dazar, it never happened that a Yid got crushed, Rachmanu L'Tzlan. Chutz mi Pesach Echad. With the exception of one Pesach, Shoyi b'mei Hillel, this happened in the times of Hillel, shenesmaich by zokin echad. There was a zokin echad, there was an older person that was in the Azara, he got trampled and he died. And they referred to that Pesach as Pesach me'uchin. Me'uchin miloshin shenesmaich. Because of the fact that somebody was crushed, this was known as the Pesach me'uchin. Tanu Rabbanan, pam achas bigish agrifas ha-melech, litein einav be'uchlus ha-yisrael. Once upon a time, agrifas ha-melech, he was one of the Jewish kings that came from the family of Herod the Great, came from the family of Hurdis. So agrifas ha-melech, he wanted to know how many Yidden had come to bring the carbon Pesach. Abalei the Kohen Gadol, he told the Kohen Gadol, tein einecha be'psachim. I want you to count the psachim. By counting the psachim, you'll be able to have an idea of what the census is, of how many Yidden came to the Beis HaMikdash. Not al kol yumikol echad. So the Kohen Gadol made sure he took a kidney from every carbon Pesach that was brought. V'nimtzu, and then he counted it up. And you know how many they had? Shishim riboy zugei kloyos. They had 600,000 pairs of kidneys, which is kiflaim ki yoytze Mitzrayim. 600,000 yidden left Mitzrayim. These were 600,000 pairs, which means there were 1.2 million. Now, chutz mitameh v'shoyi b'derchay. You have to read the fine print. This did not include anyone that was Tameh or somebody that was simply too far. He was Be'er Chaykah. So he couldn't read the carbon. Not everybody brought the carbon Pesach. Additionally, there wasn't a carbon Pesach that didn't have at least more than 10 people, which means the 1.2 million Pesachim was at least 10 times that, which is 12 million Yidden. And they referred to that carbon Pesach as Pesach Mu'uvin. Mu'uvin Rashi says, Al Shem Shaham Rav. Av means thick. This was a grubba. It was a very big carbon Pesach. So there was the Pesach Me'uchen that was Al Shem Dezokin Echad that was trampled. And then there was the Pesach Me'uven, which was because of the multitude of Yidden that had come. Freg de Gemara. I don't understand the story. There's a technical problem with this. Very nice story. How many Yidden came to bring the carbon Pesach? There were 1.2 million. Now, how did they figure this out? Because Agrifas told the Kohen Gadol to take a kulya, to take a kidney from every carbon Pesach. The problem is there's kachim ramifications with this. Not a kulya. How do you take a kidney? Boy, Akhtara. The kidney is one of the emurim that goes on the mizbech. It had to be burned. The Mursa Dada Maktalu. So what? You can burn it afterwards. It sounds like all the kidneys were mixed together. And there's a halacha that you're not allowed to mix the emurim of different karbanas together. Each carbon's emurim have to be burnt individually. So where's the hadam akhtul chada chada? Each one was burnt separately. Vatanya, we learned in the b'ris of ekim she kulay ke'echad, but we learned in another b'ris that says all the emurim of each carbon had to be burnt together. So meaning, if you were going to burn the emurim of the Pesach, you had to burn all the emurim. You couldn't burn some of the emurim and then burn the kidney. Doesn't sound like that's what happened, obviously. The Gemara says you're right. Ela tfisa ba'alma. The shaklu minam adi yavan le'imidi achri. What happens, the Kohen Gadol counted the kidney, And every time he had a kidney, he gave it over to the Kehanim that were going to do the Avodah, they were going to do the Akhtarah. And in exchange, they gave him something. Rashi says they gave him a pole, that's a bean, or Evan, or they gave him a stone. There was a replacement to the Kulya. See, he used the Kulya as the metric, as the item to represent the carbon, but he immediately swapped it out with something that didn't have to go in the Mizbech. Either way, they started gathering all these Avonim and all these different Pulim, and they ended up with the number that they ended up with. Kehanim Oimdim Shurois. The Mishnah said that the Kehanim was standing in Shurois. Some of them had silver kelim, others had gold. You know, what was the purpose of the kelim? To do the Kabbalah, to be able to receive the dam. So like this, you could do the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and eventually, ultimately, the Zrika. And then the Mishnah said that if somebody had gold, he had to be in the row of the Kehanim that had gold, and the ones that had silver, they were in their individual rows. So the question is, why was it like that? My time, Ilim, the Moshakli, the Dahava, Umailu, the Kaspo. Someone says, maybe the reason is very simple, because we have a principle, it's called Mailim Bekoidish, the Ein Moiridin. So we don't want that I should be holding a gold, and then when we go through the assembly line, eventually I'm going to be holding a silver. So it's like a Mailim Bekoidish, the Ein Moiridin, for me to go from gold to silver. But the Moshakli says, if that's the case, it's a little bit in Ladavasoif. Hachanami, Duma Shakli Bar Mas, and Amayla Bar Meya. You start off holding something that's worth 200, you're going to be eventually holding something that's they're not all worth the same amount of money. El Digmar says, right, it's nothing to do with Maila Makoydish Vema Reading, El the Hachish Apertfei. It just looks nicer. From terms of the Noi Pesach, this looked nicer, and because it looked nicer, this is why they did it that way. Vlahoyla Bazichin Shulayan. The Mishnah said that these Bazichin, these Klisharis that had the dam inside, so they weren't flat on the bottom. What's the reason? We said, because the Mishnah says, because if you're going to put it down, which you may do if it's flat, the dam may end up thickening, and it's going to impact the ability to do Zrika. This wasn't only true for the Bezichin that we use for the Karban Pesach, but it was true for all the Bezichin that were in the Beis HaMikdash, chutz, with the exception of the Bezichin of Voina, Shalachim Aponim. So next to the Yud Beis Chalois that were on the Shulchan, there were two Bezichin Levoina. There were two Klishares that had inside a little bit of Levoina. On Shabbos, when the Kehanim would divide the Lechem Aponim, the changing of the guard, of the Kehanim, the changing of the guard of the Yud Beis Chalas. So first they would be makted the Levoina on the Mizbeach, and only afterwards you'd be able to eat it. But the Bezichi Levoina had it remain on the Shulchan for an entire week. So says the Gemara, the Bezichi Levoina of the Lechem Aponim, that had regular flat bottoms. And the reason is, Shema Yanichum V'Yifrei Salach, because they were afraid that if it's going to not have a steady, solid bottom, it may tip. Okay, what happens if it tips? It's not even the concern that the Levoina is going to fall on the floor. They're afraid that it may crack the breads. It may tip into the Lechem Aponim, which is going to then crack the bread, the Yifrei Salachim, and that's something they were trying to prevent. Shachah Yisrael, V'kibol HaKoy. The Mishnah said that Yisrael would do the Shechita, and then afterwards Kehanim would do the Kabbalah. Says Gemara, Yisagi Dilav Yisrael? What, Yisrael has to do the Shechita? Now we know Shechita Ksheir Bazar. Yisrael was allowed to do Shechita, but the Mishnah sounds like this is the way it was supposed to be done. Shachah Yisrael. Why does Yisrael have to do it? So the Gemara says, no, Yigufa Kamashmon, the Shechita Bazar Ksheir. True, Yisrael didn't have to do, but the Mishnah is coming to teach me this chiddush that shechita is ksheira b'zar. Then the Mishnah says a kohen did the kabbalah. Hakamashmon. What's the Mishnah coming to tell me here? Be kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. That even though Yisrael is allowed to do the shechita, but from kabbalah, every avodah that's going to be done after the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, not only kabbalah, mi kabbalah from kabbalah ve'elach, and moving forward, everything would have to be done by a kohen. So the Mishnah is giving me here just agav. Right, sometimes agav urche kamashmon. So Mishnah's telling me a little kitzur shulchan aruch as it relates to kachim. Number one, a yizar could have done the shechita if he wanted to. Incidentally, the Zayir HaKadosh says that it was aser for a kohen to do the shechita. And there's a lot of raid on this. How could it be aser for a kohen to do shechita? There's many rayas that kohanim seemingly would sometimes do shechita, but for sure kohen didn't have to do shechita. Shechita's ksheir bazar. That's why the Mishnah said shachah Yisrael, and then it says v'kibul hakohen to teach me b'kabbalah v'chnosel chaveiroi. And then what would happen? So no one actually walked the dam to the mizbech, right? In your conventional case of a carbon, if you want to visualize how a carbon was brought, there was the shechita, which could have been done by anybody. So if the owner of the animal knew how to do shechita, right, just like you could do bris milah for yourself, if you know how to do bris milah, if you know how to shecht an animal, you had every right to go by yourself and do the shechita. There's a chassam sofer that we've spoken at over the years a few times that says by the bechar, the kohen, the owner of the bechar, he would always do the shechita. But this was definitely something that if you knew how to do, you had an option to do. But Shechita, Kabbalah, and then a Kohen would have a job to take the dam, walk it from where the Shechita was being done, and take it to the Mizbech. But over here, it doesn't sound like anybody was walking it. It was an assembly line. Reuven gave it to Shimon, he gave it to Levi, he gave it to Yehuda. So it doesn't sound like anyone's walking it. Says the Gemara, Shamat Mino, Eloch Shlebi Regal, Havi Eloch. Weren't the Kohanim missing on Avodah then? Meaning, it seems like that they're missing out on Avodah. Which Avodah are they missing on? They're missing on the Avodah of Halacha. You can't miss a Halacha. Halacha is a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, isn't there something that you should do? So says the Gemara that the truth is there's a sugya in Masechta Zvachim where there's a machloikis in Shas whether Halacha shaloi beregel, have the Halacha or loy Halacha. You physically have to walk the dam to the Mizbech in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Halacha. Or maybe if you pass it to somebody else, even shaloi beregel, it's considered Halacha. This is a very important sugya that touches on many sugyas in Shas. So for example, let's say a Reuven, a Kayin, was mekabel the dam and he passed it over to Shimon. If that's considered a Halacha, even though it was shaloi beregel, then if he would have a machshava while he did that, of shaloi l'shma, or of pigal, or some other machshava, it would impact the carbon. So you have to know, is that considered a Halacha, or is it not a Halacha? So Mara says, from the fact that the Chachamim went at it away to set it up this way, they probably wouldn't have been mevatel in Avodah, so must be a Halacha, shaloi beregel is a Halacha. Mara says, no, Dilma, who nayit porta, maybe they used to walk a little bit. Fella, my kamashman, so why did they do it this way? Hakamashman, the Bereivam Hadras Melech, because there's an idea, Bereivam Hadras Melech, this was Erev Pesach, it was a very big deal, and they wanted it to be Bereivam, so they engaged as many Kayanim as possible in the mitzvah of Halacha. Kibel Hamalei, Umachsas Arechet. So we said there was an assembly line, which meant that every Kayan took the Klisharis that had the dominant, he gave it to the next one, gave it to the next one, until there was a Zriko. And then the Klisharis that was empty now had to make the return flight. It had to go back to where the Sheikhtim was. Like this, you could do another Kabbalah with the next carbon that was being brought. So the Mishnah says, Kibel Hamale, first the Kohen would receive the Klisharis that had dominant, and then afterwards he returned the empty one. Avalibchala had to be done in that order, it couldn't be done in the reverse order. And this supports Rav Shimon ben Lakish, sent down Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ain't mavir na la mitzvahs, that you're not allowed to be mavir ala mitzvahs. So you have a mitzvah to do, which is the mitzvah, accepting the dam, that the klisharis that has the dam inside of it. Why is that one a mitzvah? That's halacha. As opposed to taking the empty one, that's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah, obviously. But it's not a mitzvah itself. So the one that has the dam, that's a mitzvah. That's a chiluk of the halacha. So you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. There's an idea of emavir and ala mitzvahs. One final gemara. Kohen akar veitz mizbech. The kohen that was closest to the mizbech, he would do a zrika. Says, tana pesach bezrika. Who's the tana that holds that Pesach needs zrika? Now, everybody holds Pesach needs a quote-unquote zrika. The question over here is, whether it requires a zrika in the conventional sense, which meant, says Rashi, they did a long distance type of zrika, as opposed to what? As opposed to shficha, pouring, which is benachas, makriv akli lekoisel hamizbeach, which would happen close proximity to mizbeach. So there's a major machlokes tanom how the carbon pesach was brought. Was when they did the zrika of the carbon pesach, did they did a zrika? They threw it from far, which is the way they did it for most karbanas, or maybe it was poured more gently from a place that was really close to the mizbeach. So our Mishnah says they did a zrika. So who's the tana that holds zrika? Rav Chizda, Rav Yosei Aglili, Rav Yosei Aglili. Tanya we learned in the Brayis, Rav Yosei Aglili. Yoyim Estamam Tizrika lamizbeach veschelbam takter. It says regarding the bechar, you should do zrika with their blood. It says regarding the haktara, you should do haktara with their chelav. Now, we're talking about a bechar. Bechar is one carbon. It should have been mentioned in the singular. It should have said, as damoy tizrak, as chelvoy takter. Damoy lo yinem el damam, chelvoy lo yinem el chelbam. Limei, it's coming to teach me something. Al bechar maisu pesach, shem tunim, matan damim, ve'emurim legam yizbech. You know what's coming to teach me? That not only does the bechar need zrika and haktara, but the pesach and the maiser, as a maiser behema, which is also a carbon, needed zrika and haktara as well. Now you're going to tell me, of course it needed zrika, of course it needed haktara. Believe it or not, as shocking as this may seem, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the dam of the carbon pesach you did zrika with doesn't say anyway you're supposed to be makted emurim. So I would have had a havamina ben benoy shall havamina. Maybe you don't need zrika. Maybe you don't need aktara. So in the parsha bechar it says in the Torah as damam, not damoy, to teach me even the dam of the pesach. But what do you see from here that the zrika of the pesach had to be done like the zrika of the bechar? And by the bechar it says clearly as damam tizroik zrika in the literal sense. In the more loose sense, it means, yeah, taking it down, putting it on the Mizbech. But in the technical, literal sense, it means from far. That's how you know the Karm Pesach had to be from far. You know the Tanu Yisoy. The Mishnah said that it had to be on a part of the Mizbech that corresponded to the Yisoy. So there was a Yisoy, like a little foundation that was on the bottom of the Mizbech, but it didn't circle the entire Mizbech. So you had to make sure it was a part of Mizbech that corresponded to the Yisoid. How do you know that? Om Rabbi Lazar Asiyas Rikas Rikamei Ayla. We learn Xer Shavar from Ayla Ksiv. It says, Hacha es Damam Tizrei, Kala Mizbech. Which even though it means Bechar, we just said it includes it in Pesach. Ksiv Hasam, and it says regarding the Ayla, Vizarku B'nei Aharin HaKlehanim es Damei Al Mizbech Savit. Ma Ayla Tuni Yisoid, Af Pesach Nami Tuni Yisoid. Just like the Ayla had a Zrika done on a part of Mizbech that would correspond to the Yisoid, this also had to be next to the Yisoid. V'Ayla Gufa Minal, how do you know the Ayla itself had to be by the Yisoid on Makra, because it says in the Pasik, El Yisoid, Mizbach, Ha'oila, Alma Oila Tuni Yisoid. That's a drush, it's not the Pasha Pshan in the Pasik. Pasha, the Pasik is describing the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Ha'oila, which was the Mizbeach that was outside in the Azara. But we learn from here, Yisoid and Oila, that Oila needs Yisoid. If Oila needs Yisoid, and it says the word Zrika by Oila, Vizarku Bnei Harak, Yehadim Estamei Al Mizbeach, that means Pesach also needs Yisoid, because it says Zrika by the Karban Pesach. That's how you know the Pesach needed Zrika, and that's how you know that it had to be on the part of the Mizbeach that was Keneged the Yisoid X. Yeah. So just two Ha'arois, both Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisa Inyan, as it relates to today's daf. The first one's going to be more Alderech Halacha, and the second one is going to be more Alderech Agada. So the Mishnah describes how the Karban Pesach was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things the Mishnah says is that the Azara was packed with Yidden. It was so packed that Nismalo HaAzara, literally, it was completely full. And then they would close the doors, and Machlikas Abba Ivarov, if the doors closed by themselves miraculously, or whether there were Kohanim that would physically close the doors. So there's just a multitude of Yidden that are inside the Azara as the Karban Pesach was being brought. Says the Mishnah, while the Karban Pesach was being brought, Karu as a Halo. They would read Halah, and they, what would happen if they finished the Halah and the Karban Pesach was still being brought? Then Shanu, they would read it again. And what if they said it a second time and the Karban Pesach is still being brought? Shushu, they would say it a third time. While the Karban Pesach was being brought, there was Halah that was being sung in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, who was saying Halah? Mishnah doesn't say. Mishnah just says Karu as a Halah. So if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says Karu as a Halah, I'll call Kito Iskoi. It's referring to all the Yidden that were in the Beis HaMikdash at that time. They were the ones that were saying Halal. So it was the Yidden in the Beis HaMikdash that were saying Halal. If you look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskil, Koros HaHalal, Tosfos says, Pirish, Leviyim. It was the Leviyim that were saying Halal. In other words, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Who was it that was saying Halal? Rashi says three words, Akol Kitos Koi. It was the Kitos, it was all the Yidden that were packed and jammed into the Azara. They were the ones that were saying Halal. Tosfos, two words, Pirish Leviyim. It wasn't the Kitos that was saying Halal, it was the Leviyim that was saying Halal. So we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether it was the Yidden that said Halal, or whether it was the Leviyim that said Halal. The Brisker Rav, Maron HaGriz, in Sefer, in Hilchas Karban Pesach says that L'chura, this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos isn't simply a technical machlokes. Was it the Yidden that was saying Halal? Or was it the Leviim that was saying Halal? But rather, it's a more fundamental, a more Yisoidi machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos at the Brisker Rav are arguing not simply who said Halal, but more fundamentally, what was the purpose of the Halal? What was the function of the Halal? What was the mechayiv of the Halal? Let's go backwards. Tosfos says that who said Halal? It was the Leviim that said Halal. Said the Brisker Rav, it's Pashit, that Tosfos understood that the reason they sang Halal while the Karban Pesach was being brought is for the same reason that when Karbanos Tzibur were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviim were Beshiram of Azimram. The Leviim always sang in the Beis HaMikdash while there were Karbanos that were being brought. And Tosfos understood that the Halal that was sang in the Beis HaMikdash was sang by the Leviim. Which means, by the way, they didn't just say Halal, they probably sang the Halal, right? They were Chatzotris, the Mishnah says. Said they were singing Halal, because this was the Leviim, whose job it is to sing while the Avodah was being done. And there was an Avodah that was being done. Which Avodah was being done? It was the Avodah of the Karban Pesach. And Shteita, in the Mishnah, a din, a chidush, that while the Karban Pesach was being shachot, there was a din shira, the din shira ala karban that many, many karbanas have. The truth is, Tosfos asks a kasha that I don't understand. Shira b'shnas shechita? Where do you find shira b'shnas shechita? When did they sing in the Beis HaMikdash while the karbanas were being brought? It was during the Nisuch HaYayin. Ein Adam Shor Shira Elam Yitoich Simcha. Right? It's Mashma from Rashi, as in Zingin and Igin, Kevinov and Ayidis Besimcha. You know where it comes from? It's a Rashi Mesechtes Erechin. In the Sugya of Shira La Karden. That's when they used to sing. Because Ein Adam Shor Shira Elam Yitoich Simcha, Yayin is Mesamach, and Elohim Va'anoshim, and it's for that reason. That's when they used to do it. It's a Freita, it's a Kasha, I understand. With the Levima singing Shira while you Shachtin the Karben Pesach, there's no wine. If there's no wine, you don't sing. That's the rule. So Lechaira, Ein Adam Shor Shira Elam Yitoich Simcha. Where was the Simcha? So Tais says a Teretz. Says that even though it's true ordinarily, which is dafka by yayin, but that's only if there is yayin. But here there was no yayin, so there was no yayin. It was shaykh to have shira even on the shechita. But the point is, said the Briskirov, Tosfos that said that it was the Levim that was singing halal is because Tosfos held that the din shira and the din halal that the Mishnah is describing at the time that the Karban Pesach was brought was midin shira la karban. And if it's midin shira la karban, that's the responsibility of the Levium, and it's for that reason it was the Levium that were the ones that were saying halal. What did Rashi hold? Rashi held that all the Kitas, all the Yidden that were in the Beis HaMikdash, they were the ones that sang halal. Said the Briskerov, Rashi clearly held that the Din halal had nothing to do with the Din Shira ala Karban. Because if it had something to do with a Shira ala Karban, then the Levium would have sang it. But rather, there's a separate halacha. There's a new chiddush that the Mishnah is saying, and that is that the Karban Pesach was taught in Shira. And the Karban Pesach required halal. And it's for that reason all the Yidden that were there saying halal. Not because the Karban Pesach is a Karban, and there's a din Shira la Karban, which is discussed in Masechtas Erech, in Daf Yud, and Daf Yud Aleph, and in many places in Kachem. It has nothing to do with the din Shira la Karban. There was a special din that the Karban Pesach required halal. And the truth is, the Briskerov said that the Makar to this is another sugya, really a parallel sugya, later in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadikeyam and Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that when the Karban Pesach was brought, while the Yidden were eating the Karban Pesach, they sang halal. Which, by the way, is the reason that at the Leil HaSeder, we sing halal. So why do you say halal during the Seder? What does halal have to do with the Agadah Shel Pesach? It's not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But so why is it that we say halal? The reason is because when the Yidden ate from the Boston of the Karban Pesach, it's a Mishnah Daf Tzadikeyam at Aleph, the Mishnah says that Ton halal b'achilasoi, that the Karban Pesach required halal while it was being eaten. Now, why did it require halal? What's Pashup Shan in that? So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for it? So listen to this Lashon of the Gemara. We'll talk about this when we get to Daf Tzadikei. Efsher, is it possible that Yisrael Shoichten Es Peschein, the Yidden are bringing their Karban Pesach, and they're taking their lulav, how could you bring a Karban Pesach and not say halal? And it's for that reason, while the Yidden ate the Karban Pesach, they had to say halal. But the Lashon HaGemara is, Efshi Yisrael Shoichten Es Peschein, meaning this Gemara is not only a reason why you would have to sing halal while you're eating the Karban Pesach, but it's also a reason why you would have to say halal while you're shechting the Karban Pesach. So it's a Mefurish Gemara that it's not, you can't shech the Karban Pesach, just like lulav. You can't take a lulav without saying halal, for whatever reason. So too, you can't shech the Karban Pesach without saying halal. But the point is, I don't do it shira la carbon. So said Maron Hagriz, the hezbrin, the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos is gevaldi. Tosfos understood that the din halal b'shash shchitas carbon pesach was within shira la carbon. If it's within shira la carbon, says Tosfos, karu as a halal pirish levim. It was the levim that said halal. Rashi held that it was midin, like the Gemara says, efshi yisrael shoichten as pescheim v'noitlen as lulavim v'noirim halal. When you sing halal, when you take the lulav, has nothing to do with shira la carbon. The lulav is not a carbon. So too, the halal that was said on the shchit of the carbon pesach, and like the Mishnah said, they even said halal when they ate the carbon pesach. It has nothing to do with shira la carbon. What's the shira la carbon when you're eating the carbon pesach? This is already after the hakrava. This is simply the achil. Even though achil and carbon pesach is different than shara achilas, but still, it's achil of alma. Where do you find that din shira la carbon on achilas carbon pesach? Says Rashi, must be it's a new din that the carbon pesach required halal, and because it's a new din that the carbon pesach required halal, therefore says Rashi, karu as a halal al kol kintos koi. Either way, this is the first part of the Briskerov in that shtickle. The second part of the Briskerov asks kashas, because the Briskerov says there's mefurish rayas from different places that, we'll mention very bekitzer, there's different rayas from different places that it's there's no question that there was a din shira mitzad shira ala carbon, even by the carbon pesach. One of the mekaris that the Briskerov brings is a sefri zuta. The sefri zuta is in Parashas Baal Loischa. The pasuk says, ובייום שמחסכם ובמיידיכם, וברוצ'י חודשיכם, ותקעתם בחצויצרויס, עלוי לויסיכם, ועל זבחי שלמיכם, ואוי לכם לזיכרון לפני השם הלקיכם, אני השם הלקיכם. ובייום שמחסכם, ובמיידיכם, וברוצ'י חודשיכם, utkatem bechatzoytzroitz al oyloy zeichen val zivchei shalmechem. This pasuk is the makar to shira al hakarban. Let's learn that from this pasuk. This pasuk is certainly the makar to the din utkatem bechatzoytzroitz, that they had to have chatzoytzroitz while they sang shira al hakarban. Let's learn that from this pasuk. There's a frizut that says that when did they have to have these chatzoytzroitz? Ubiyom simchaschem uvumayadeichem rashi chatzeichem utkatem bechatzoytzroitz al oyloy zeichem val zivchei shalmechem. Oyloi Seichem is an Oylo. Shalmechem is a Shlomo. What does Zivchei mean? Says the Sifri Zuta. You know what Zivchei means? It means the Karban Pesach. So said the Briskarov, it's a Mefurish Sifri. That the Sifri says very, very clearly that there was a din Shira ala Karban, because this is the Pasuk that talks about Shira ala Karban, while the Karban Pesach was brought. Toisvis, when he says his Pshat, Kara Zahalo was Levim, says, Toisvis, I have a Toisefta. Yisrael Shoichten Espes Chayim. The Levim Koyrin as a halal. It's a Tosefta. It's a very deep Briskarov. It's a very nice Pshat in Rashi. That Rashi held Koros Halos are called Kitos. Because he held it's not Midin Shir ala Karban, but rather it's Midin Pesach. Just like Lulav requires halal, so too Pesach requires halal. But at the same time, it's a Tosefta, it's a Sifri Zuta. How could Rashi not go like Mefurish Abraisis? So Tosefta says you have no choice, but you have to say that the MS Rashi held that there were two dinas. Says the Briskarov that Rashi held it with two dinim. There's one din that you had to say halal when the Karban Pesach was brought. Mitzad the Gemara and the Avtzad the Keim with Beis. Efshi Yisrael Shoitch den as Pescheim. Veinoimrim halal. And then there was another din that the Yidden had to say halal while the Karban Pesach was brought. Because it says, Utkatem bechatzoitzoitz aloy leiseichem val zivchei shalmechem. And zivchei means the Karban Pesach. Meaning, there were two dinim. According to Rashi. And the din of Dav Tzadik He, which is Mitzad Efsher, you're bringing the Karban Pesach, you're not going to say halal. That was Mechayev the Kitos to say halal. The Sifri Zuto and the Tosefta that says Zivchei Shalmechem, Zivchei means Karban Pesach, that was Mechayev the Levian to say the Karban, to sing Shira. In other words, Tosefta said Leviyev. Rashi says, I'll call Kitos. Pasha, you learn it was a Machloikis. At the end of that piece that we just flew through, and the Briskarov says, you have to say that even Rashi's Moida, that there were really two dinim. There was a din halal mitzad, the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Hei. There's another din halal mitzad, the Sifri Zuta and Parshas Bahaloischo. V'loi roi zeh k'roi zeh. Hatzad ha-shava shobahen is when the Karban Pesach was being brought, the Yidden was singing halal. Not just that, when the Karban Pesach was being eaten, the Yidden were singing halal. And it's for that reason, when we sit at the Leil HaSeder, we sing halal. The reason is because this is a zecher to once upon a time we had a Karban Pesach, and when the Yidden sat together, they ate the Karban Pesach. What went on? So what went on was they were singing halal. In addition to all the mitzvahs, v'gadot l'bincha, and everything else that was taking place, it was a matzus v'rayim yachlu, but they were singing halal. It's a real din, the halal. It's not, we sing nishmas, right? We say a lot of things, but halal is different. Halal has a makar in Gemara, halal has a makar in Mishnah, halal has a makar maybe in a sifri zuta in psukim, but bottom line is, that is the makar t'idea of halal. The Mishnah in Mesechtes Megillah, that chof on the days, discusses different mitzvahs that are only noyig during the day. And the Mishnah says that those mitzvahs that are only noyig during the day, obviously, have to be during the day. Now, look at chila, it's supposed to be done from Netzach Hama, but yevet, if you do it from Alois HaShachar, you're going to be yoitza. Says the Mishnah, what's the list? What are the mitzvahs that are only noyig during the day? Kol ha-yoyim kosh ha-lekriyas ha-megillah, ulekriyas ha-halel, ulekriyas shoyfin, tilas lulav, tilas ha-musafin, Musafin, Vidi Yaparim, Vidi Maisa, etc., etc., etc. But one of the things that the Mishnah says, a mitzvah that's only noyig during the day, is the mitzvah of halal. The Rashash on this Gemara says, Ktsas Kasha, says, I don't understand. The Mishnah says halal is only noyig during the day. We know that Belel HaSeder, Belel Pesach, we sing halal. And the reason we sing halal Belel HaPesach is because that's what the Yidden used to do when they ate the Karban Pesach. That means you have halal that was done Belaila as well. So how could the Mishnah say that kol ha-yoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah l'kriyas ha-halal? It's as if to say that the only time you can be mekayim the mitzvah of halal is by day. It's not true. You find that there's a mitzvah of halal even by night. Says the Rashash. Fascinating. Ayin bir hagra zichrona levracha lehagoda b'manashtana. So this is a Rashash, sort of a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon, who says, take a look at the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Haggadah by Manishtana, and if you look over there, you're going to understand the answer to this question. So what did the Vilna Gaon say on his Pirish to the Manishtana? Manishtana halayla hazem mikol halaylis. And then we go ahead and we ask four questions. Shabachal halaylis anu oichlin kamutu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulay matzah. Shabachal halaylis anu oichlin shayirokas. Marer. Shabachal alaylis einonu matpilu matpilu pamechos, alayla zeh shtei pamen. Shabachal alaylis anu oichlin b'yoshv b'nei mesuvin, alayla zeh kulonu mesuvin. And the Vilna Gaon said a dover nifla. He said that what's the kasha of manishtanu halayla zeh mikol alaylis? So he said that if you notice, any time you have a mitzvah, that you could only be mekayim in a certain time, it's always the day. It's never the night. All mitzvahs that are zman related are always going to be exclusive to which zman? It's exclusive to the day. It's not exclusive to night. So the Gaon said that's why yoim is a lashon zachar and laila is a lashon akeva. Because men are chayiv in all mitzvahs asei shazman gerama and women are potter from all mitzvahs asei shazman gerama. So yoim, which is the time that we're mekayim the mitzvahs asei shazman gerama is v'lashon zachar, said the Vilna Gaon, it's pirish to the manishtana, it's because men are the ones that are chayiv, as opposed to women, and that's why laila is v'lashon akeva. So the Vilna Gaon said, you want to know some of the pnimiyas atorah of the manishtana, we start this leila seder and we ask ourselves, manishtana halayla zemikol alaylos. Why is this night different? We have a mitzvah to eat matzah. But you know when the mitzvah is to eat matzah? Be'erev toichlu matzahs. Eat it after at night, not during the day. We have a mitzvah to eat marer. When do you eat the marer? Va'ochlos habasa b'alayla zeh tzliyesh u'matzahs amrayim michlu. You're supposed to eat it at night. It's b'alayla zeh. We have a mitzvah to dip the marer into this, and to the karpas into that. When is that mitzvah? That mitzvah is only balayla. To sit by a seba, that's a mitzvah we only have at night. It's not a mitzvah we have during the day. So said the Vilna Gaon, manishtana alayla zeh mikol alaylos. Why is this layla different than all the nights? We never find that you have a layla where there's a din, that you have all these mitzvahs. Yet all of a sudden now, you have a layla, and on this layla, you have mitzvahs. Four mitzvahs. We go, we mention a mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah. So said the Vilna Gaon, that's the question. Manishtana halayla. I said, why does this layla have mitzvahs? And there was no other layla that has mitzvahs. You know what the teretz is? Avodim ayinu l'parah b'mitzrayim, right? Of course, the teretz is. Avodim ayinu l'parah b'mitzrayim. But that's not the punchline of the teretz. The punchline, you have to mish a few pages in the Gaon's Haggadah. Yochel mirish chaydesh, we say in the Haggadah, Talmud loymer b'yoy mahu. Ipan yoy mahu, yochel mir b'yoy. I would have thought me by doing. Talmud loy me bavuzeh. Bavuzeh loy amarti. Ela b'shosh yesh matzu umaru menachem lefanecha. Says the Vilna Gaon, and I quote, Achshav hu metaretz akush yerishoyne shal manishtana alayla zeh mikol alaylos. This is the rest of the story. You want to know which part of the Haggadah is the teretz to the manishtana? It's yoch merish chaydesh. Talmud loy me bayay mahu. I bayay mahu yoch me bayay yoyim. Talmud loy me bavuzeh. Bavuzeh loy amarti. Ela b'shosh yesh matzu umaru lefanecha. So this is what the Vilna Gaon said. He said, when do we have a mitzvah to do, to vigadah, to eat matzah and to eat marah? This is all by the Leila Seder. But we have another mitzvah that we do by the Leila Seder. It's the mitzvah of vigadah to labincha. Right, the mitzvah of Siyupi Yitzias Mitzrayim. When's the Vigadah to Levincha? That's by the Leila Seder. The Torah says, Vigadah to Levincha, Bayoy Mahu Leymar. Bavurzeh. And what does Bavurzeh mean? That means it's night. You're at the Seder. Because you have your matzah, you have your marum menachem lefanecha. When do you have? You don't have during the day. Right, then you have Kiddush. That's a whole different Suda. This is the Leila Seder. Bavurzeh means B'shal Sheish Matzu Maru Menachem Lefanecha. And by the Bavurzeh, we say V'higadu Televincha Bayoy Mahu. So the Vilna Gaon said, it's not Bayoy Mahu. It's Balaylahu. Said the Gaon Vaistois, that the Laila of Leil Pesach is not Laila. It's Yoy. Ein Lo Bechinas Laila Kla. And that's why this night is different than all the other nights of the whole year. Because Laila, the whole year is Laila. But there's one night in the year where night is not night. It looks like Laila. It's dark outside. But it's really Yoim. And now you know it's Yoim? Because the Torah says, V'gadah to Levincha by Yoim Hahu Leymar. So if the Torah says, V'gadah to Levincha by Yoim Hahu Leymar, and when is it? Ba'avurzeh. Lo yomarti ala b'shosh yesh ma'atzu mar menachem lefanecha. So it's night, and the Torah calls it Yoim, says the Vilna Gaon. That's why manishtana alayla zeh mikol alaylos. That over here you have mitzvah, you have a mitzvah matzah, and morah, and aseba, and tefillah, and everything. The Torah says, because V'gadah to Levincha by Yoim Hahu. Because this night is not really considered night. This night really considered a Zokter Ashash. That's the teretz. He says, "I am Masha Kosav Hagrozal B'Perushoy La Godesh Al Pesach Hamanishnano." You know how you say Hallel You know how you say Hallel, bit of Leila Seder? You know how the Yidden were able to say Hallel all the years when they ate the Karban Pesach? The Mishnah says you only say Hallel during the day. It's true, you only say Hallel during the day. But this night is Vigadu Tilavincha Bayoy Mahu Leimar. This day was, this night wasn't night. This night was really day. And being that this night was really day, since for that reason, it was possible. But the truth is, the Arachayim HaKadosh, in Parshas Boy, says Adava Niflo. This is what he says. He says, Vigadu Tilavincha, before that. So what's the Hesper? What's the explanation in this? That the Leila Seder is not night, it's really day. Right? It requires a Hesper. But I think the Pshat is Pashat. The Pshat is based on a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is in Parshas Boy, and the Zohar is describing the Leil of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Zohar, quote, V'tana, havinor Leilo ki yoyma detkufas tamus. That night that the Yidden left Mitzrayim wasn't dark outside. It was light. It was so light, it was like the sunniest day of the summer. It was Tkufas Tamuz. The Chama Kolama Dina de Kucha Brichu. And the Yidden were able to see everything that was happening. Makas Becharis was happening that night. They were able to see perfectly. Hadol Dechsev says, the Zohar HaKadosh, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Tehillim Kufla Mites, V'layla Kayoim Yoyer, Kechashecha Ka'ira. David HaMelech said there's a concept that Layla will shine, will be as bright as day. V'layla Kayoim Yoyer, it was Kechashecha Ka'ira. The reason Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil HaSeder, is Laila, but the Torah refers to it as Vigadu Tilavincha Bayoyim Ahu Leimar. It's because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim on that night, Havenor Leil Ki Yoyim Detkufa Tamuz, it was Hadol Dechsiv Laila Kayoyim Yoyer, Kechashecha Ka'ira. It was dark, but it really was. It was night. It was light. They would see perfectly. And because they were able to see perfectly, so if when they left Mitzrayim, it was Yoyim, so L'Doyre Doyres, this night, L'Doyre Doyres, would always go down as being Yoyim. I mean, the question is, in the world of Machshava, what does this mean? So the Yidden left Mitzrayim. That night they left Mitzrayim, the night became day. It was literally, V'layla Kayoyim Yoyer. What's the Pnimiyah Soyengen? What's the Tifkai? But before that, just one other. Mavol de Gemara Mokoyim. V'gadu Tilavincha Bayoyim Ahu Leimar. Parshas Boy. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was V'layla Kayoyim Yoyer. And that's why it says, V'gadu Tilavincha Bayoyim Ahu. What do you mean? It's supposed to be B'shoshesh Matzah Umar. But says the Arachayim, what the Vilna Gaon would say, years later, that night was really Yoyim. And being that it was Yoyim, because that's the way it was when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, V'layla Kayoyim Yoyer, that's why the Torah refers to it as B'yoyim Ahu Leimar. But says the Arachayim, this is so critical to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that you now you have to teach the Pasuk, he says, V'ulai, maybe. This is a K'nech. When you tell your children about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, make sure you tell them Bayoyim Ahu that's what was going on. They have to understand this. This is an integral part. It's a critical piece of the mitzvah of Vigadata Levincha. V'ulai, ki somach Bayoyim Ahu v'Yigadata, ki gam neze b'chal mitzvah sagadah. Because this miracle that it was V'layla Kayoyim Yor is included in our obligation of Vigadata Levincha Bayoyim Ahu Leimar. So it's not enough that we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we have to tell that the Yidden left, this all happened at night. Makas Becheiris happened, the Yidden eventually left early in the morning. But Makas Becheiris and the events that led to the ultimate Yetzias Mitzrayim, it all happened that night. And it was night, it was clearly night, but it was V'layla Kayoyim Yoyer, that it was perfectly clear outside. This is so important. It was so important. It impacts halacha, that you can say halal at night, even though always halal is supposed to be during the day. That's the Vilna Goyens, the teretz is to the Manishtana. And this is fundamental on the point that the Archaim says the Torah in the mitzvah of Yigal to Levincha. There's no posik that Shreis Mesoira and Amuna more than this pasuk, Vigadu Tilavincha, and says Darachayim, teaching the pasuk in the pasuk, Vigadu Tilavincha, don't just tell the Yidden they left Mitzrayim. The Yidden have to understand that they went Bayoy Mahu. It was dark outside, but they saw clearly. Maybe the machshav is, Sfarim say different ideas, is that the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they didn't just leave Mitzrayim, but they left with clarity. The Laila was Yoyim. They understood everything. They understood the Marer, the sweetness of the Marer. They understood the Shibud. Everything made sense to them. The Yidden didn't just leave Mitzrayim. The Yidden were able to leave Mitzrayim with an unbelievable clarity. And because they had clarity, they had Nevuah, they understood what had happened and why it had happened. It gave them an incredible, incredible perspective on all the events that happened. It wasn't just the sunset or the sun rose, and now all of a sudden we're leaving Mitzrayim. The Laila itself, the Choshech, the Golus, everything that was so dark and everything that was so inexplicable suddenly started to shine like day. It was suddenly something that all the Yidden were able to appreciate and all the Yidden were able to understand. If you contrast that with the Yetziyah from Germany and from Eastern Europe that so many of the Yidden had in 1945, the Yidden left and they would say bracha and mention. They didn't leave with clarity. No one understood what happened. People left with questions. People gave up their Yiddishkeit because they didn't understand. Nothing made any sense. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, wasn't like that. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was Laila Kayoim Yair. The Laila, the Choshech, all the darkness, everything that the Yidden had just witnessed, everything turned into day. And says the Aruch Chaim, this is a critical part of the mitzvah of Yigalut Levincha. Because we have to remember that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we didn't just have tzaras, we understood everything. Everything made perfect sense. That's how the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It was a situation of not just physically leaving their bondage, but it was V'layla Kayom Yor. That's why they were able to sing Shira just a week or so later, because they understood everything. Oz Yosh and Moshe, right? They never looked backwards. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. There were 4/5 of Yidden that Nebuch they buried, and you don't find that they mourned them. You don't find that because they were able to move on. The Yidden were able to move on because they had perspective. They didn't just leave Mitzrayim, but they understood everything. Everything made perfect sense. And because everything made perfect sense, so it's precisely for that reason, it's because everything made sense that they were able to go weiter. And that's the tiefkeit of Alayla Kayom Yor, and that's why this is so critical. So I was thinking, just to end with one knetch, and that is, you know, when we say Hallel by the Leila Seder, we divide the Hallel into two parts, right? We say Hallel, and we say the first parak of Hallel, Hallel Luka, Hallel Avdei Hashem, and then we say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Then what do you do afterwards? Right, you pick up the second kais. Baruch atah Hashem alikenu melech ha'olam, Hashem galanu v'galas aviseinu. Baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem bayrei pri agafen. And then the next thing you know, it's mitzi, it's matzah, it's marer, it's kairech. Then you eat the afikoymen, and then you bench, right? And then after benching, so then we return to our regular program. Shvoich hamascha lagoyim. And then after loylanu Hashem loylanu kilashim chateim kavay. It's very interesting. We say, how we divide the Hallel into two parts? Why would we divide the Hallel into two parts? And the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirish, on the Agadah Shel Pesach, says, you want to know why we divide the Hallel into two parts? Because the two parts of Hallel are really coming to deliver a different message. The first two prakim of Hallel, Hallel Luka, Hallel Avdei Hashem, and B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, is Hallel on the fact that we left Mitzrayim. Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmai Kihiluhu Yotzemi Mitzrayim. And we say Hallel. We left Mitzrayim. How do you not say Hallel? And that's why you say the first parak of Hallel and the second. And the Vilna Gaon said those two prakim talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim is obvious. Hayom Rav Hayonois, that's Kriyas Yamsuf. Haharim Rokhtu Che'elim, that's Maimed Har Sinai. But the point is, those first two prakim talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then afterwards, said the Vilna Gaon, the second part of Hallel, it's not Hallel on Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. You know what this is? This is Hallel for the Geula Asidah. We're saying Hallel now for the Geula that didn't happen yet. What we're doing is we're sitting at the Leila Seder and we're showing that we have Betochen, we have Amuna, that we are going to be Oskalized again. There's going to be another Geula, the Geula Asidah, and we're saying Hallel on it. In fact, the Vilna Gaon said a Dov Nifla, he said that everything that we do, the first part of the Haggadah, up until when we wash, it's all Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what it is. The second part of the Haggadah, everything that we do afterwards, from Shvoich Hamas Chalagoyim and on, that's all about the Gula Asida. That's why the Vilna Gaon and the Maaser Rav they bring, he wasn't makbid to finish Hallel before Chatzos. Because he held that only the Chelik of the Haggadah, that Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's related specifically to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that had to be before Chatzos. The Pesach had to be Nechel by Chatzos, so it had to be before Chatzos. But the second part of the Haggadah, you can go until the morning, till Zman Krishma. Why? Because they didn't do it the Karban Pesach anymore. Now it's a different focus. It's a different mindset. Up the first part of the Haggadah, the mindset is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, the end of the Haggadah, we don't talk about Mitzrayim anymore. We're thanking, we're praising Hashem. Okay, so if you think about it, we're probably praising. No, we're not praising Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what you're going to say. What's the first thing we do in the second part of the Haggadah? What's the first thing we say after we bench? We bench, Allah Kais. That's the Dritte Kais. Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Olam, Bar Pri Agafen. What do you do? You open the door. Shvoicha maschal agoyim ashalo yidoucha. Famamlach is ashalo b'shimcha loy karo. Ki achal es Yaakov es noveya yishamu. Shvoicha leim. Why shvoicha maschal? Because this is what we're talking about now. That's going to be the focus. The focus of the second half of that God is that we're in Golus, but we believe, we have a muna, that shvoicha maschal agoyim ashalo yidoucha, and that we're going to be saved, and that's when we start saying hallel again. Loy lanu Hashem, loy lanu. He said the second chelik, that hallel, is not a hallel on, that's not a hallel anymore on Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a hallel on the Gula Asida. That didn't happen yet. But we have a Muna and Betochen that it's going to happen. And that's why we say hallel. It's a hallel simply based on the Amunah. So I was just thinking to end with one knitch. And that is that the second part of the hallel you also say at night, right? So the first part of the hallel we say at night, this is a Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is related to the fact that Yidden left Mitzrayim. And when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was V'layla Kayoyim Yair. So you could say this hallel, even though it's not what you're saying hallel for. Yeah, but it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it has a din of Yoyim. So therefore, V'gadot Levincha B'Yoyim Ahulema, this is something you can do. But the second half of hallel is really not related anymore to Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's related to the Gula Asida. But the truth is that the Gula Asida is also going to be V'layla Kayoyim Yair. That's going to be a Gula where we're going to understand everything. And everything is really going to make sense. So maybe this is merumas when we say Bahoya Bayoy Mahu, Yeah Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, Bahoya Bayoy Mahu, as in Vigada to Levincha, Bayoy Mahu Leimar. It's going to be Hashem Echad Ushma Echad, like the Neid Behuda brings from the brother Magid, Psachim Daf Nun, Psachim Daf Nun Vav. We're going to understand everything. It's all going to make sense. We're going to say the Brach of Atoiva Meitav and all those things that we said Dayina Emes. Klapi the Geula Asida, it's also Bayoy Mahu. It's the same V'yigadu to Levincha Bayoy Mahu Leimah. We're Mekayim V'yigadu to Levincha Bayoy Mahu Leimah in the first half of the Agadah by saying that when Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was V'layla Kayoyim Yoyer. And then we eat the matzah and the marah and the kairich and the suda and then we bench. And then we shift our focus and we talk again. V'yigadu to Levincha Bayoy Mahu Leimah. But this is a different Bayoy Mahu. This is not the Bayoy Mahu of that Yoyer that was. This is the Bayoy Mahu of Alayla Kayoyim Yoy that's going to be. As in the Vahoya Bayoy Mahu Yeah. Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad.